glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Welcome to Market Friends for Thursday, February 15th, 2024. I'm your friend, Donna Leland. Today, I'm picking the brain of our station manager, Joyce Mankey. Along with being our station manager, she also has a nursing home ministry. Welcome, Joyce. Now tell us, how many years have you been ministering in nursing homes?
Well, we started into the nursing home ministry in 2005. So we have about 19 to 20 homes that we've been going into ever since then. And, you know, when the Lord called me, I knew it was a definite call because I love the elderly people and I love people that are hurting, that need encouragement. And so I thought I would go and just, in our case, we didn't have any home that wanted us. We just needed to start one. So I decided to go and just visit all the rooms. And my first thoughts was when I get off the elevator there, all the people are sitting and want to know who I am. And so I just started a visitation more or less program. But we ended up starting on April the 5th of 2005. And my first meeting was like very disappointing because we only had like 13 people and I thought we'd have a room full. But before we left, we had 87 people attending that service because the residents, their friends started coming, their family started coming. And it becomes such a blessing. And so they love the old hymns and they love just hearing testimony about, you know, God's saving grace. And it's just a blessing to go in and we visit one-on-one with them.
That's amazing. So now you have music that you bring in, right?
We do. We have a whole sound system that we take in. There's four of us in our group that have sang together for a long time since we've been in the Springfield area. Now, we've had over 200 volunteers in the Joliet area where we were because we had so many homes asking for us as we got started. But we go in and actually put on a whole praise and worship service as if we were in church. So we sing a lot of hymns. Brian is an excellent piano player and can play anything on the piano, whether it's note or ear. If he knows anything about the song, so he does special music and piano. And then Nancy is our vocalist that can, oh my gosh, sing How Great Thou Art is amazing. When nobody can sing that like Nancy can. And so the quartet is always there, and we invite others to join us if they want to. But we, as a quartet, make sure we're all four always there. And anybody else that wants to join is welcome. And we just sing, and we you know, we stop and talk a little while, tell them what it's all about, and then have a little 10-minute devotional is probably about all, you know, you can do in the homes to keep their attention.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's more of a singing group and the old-fashioned songs. And we have sang some that are not maybe gospel songs if they request it, You Are My Sunshine, or different things like that. But we stick pretty much to the gospel praise and worship services.
That's amazing. Now, I'm going in without any backup. I have no piano player. It's just going to be me. So here's what I'm thinking of is getting a CD of hymns, you know, on the piano, just your basic standard hymns with no vocals, and going in and singing along to that track. That's really, you know, all I got.
Oh, I think it would be fine. You know, since COVID has happened and we've had to drop out of the homes, and we're just now getting started back in, actually, we've had homes tell us they're begging for people to come in and just sing and visit. And I think they just welcome the fact that you're there and you care about them and you love them enough to come. And I think singing a song, they sing with you as well. And another thing that we have done in the past is, I would put all the songs in word form and print large print, and I would pass out those booklets, little booklets that we made up for the residents, and they can sing along with you.
So
and if it's the older songs, they love that.
You think this is going to be easier than a hymn book?
I think they would be able to see better unless you have a large print hymn book.
Okay. I think you're right.
Yeah, we took the little plastic folders and we inserted the songs, and it has the little binder that, you know, clips on the side of it, and we passed those out. And they were able to turn the pages. We would put them in order, and they would just turn the next page and sing right along with us, and they loved that. Now, when we first started, we also went a step beyond because we wasn't sure how to, you know, get the people there. And that. So we started making sugar-free cookies, and I did that for a long time. We'd take sugar-free cookies, and we'd take some drink or for whatever kind, maybe some Kool-Aid or something, and they really enjoyed that. So we did that for a couple of years, actually, at a home. That went over quite well, but it got so big after that that we had to stop.
There's no way you physically can go to 19 nursing homes.
No, what happens with us, we started in one, and then we had another one ask if we would come, so we filled up a second Sunday, and one of the, at that point in time, we had about 20 volunteers that wanted to help us, and we split the group up, because we had some said, well, we'll go take that home, and so then it just kept going until we filled every Saturday and every Sunday afternoon, and so, you know, they love you coming, and they love to hear the word and just sit one-on-one and listen to their stories. And it's amazing what you learn because they have a lot of wisdom, the older people. But and we still have homes going on in Joliet and Plainfield and Romeoville, Aurora. We have a Chinese home that the 25 little Chinese kids go into, and they have amazing abilities as far as music and so forth. We've had so many God things that happened when we didn't know if we were going to have the help that we needed, and God would just supply. In fact, a funny story, we went into one of the homes in Springfield area not too long ago, and when we got in there, the room was packed full of people, and the relatives was there for the residents, and the activity director says to me, I know these people are so excited today because Elvis is coming. I said, Elvis, I don't know what you're talking about. We do praise and worship. She said, no, that's why you have such a crowd. So this guy that had we had invited to participate in the service with us, he looks over at me and he says, I got to go to my car for a minute and I'll be right back. And so I'm standing there talking to the activity director like, I don't know how we're going to make these people happy because we're not here to sing Elvis. And so he comes back in, which I had no idea he'd ever impersonated Elvis. He comes back in with his Elvis clothes, hat on and everything, and with his guitar, and starts singing, I ain't nothing but a hound dog. And it was just amazing. But that's just a tip of the iceberg of how God has supplied our every need when we needed him and didn't know if we were going to have the help. Somebody would just come in and say, I'm here to help you today. Going in one-on-one, I don't think is any problem at all because they will love you and you will have people start volunteering to help you when they see how blessed that you are. And the residents say they're blessed, but we are so blessed when we walk out of there. And we're tired, but we feel on a high, on a mountaintop, you know?
Yes. Now, another idea I'm thinking of, I'm quite the craft queen. I love crafting. And I'm just wondering, you know, I'll gauge their ability, but I would love to bring in a little craft, like a little jar that you put, you know, some tissue paper on and put a little fake votive candle in and just that kind of little stuff. What do you think about that?
Well, I do know they want people to help with crafts on their different craft days. So I've never done that, But I think that there's a need for it because you do have people that want to participate in things like that. So I don't think it's a bad idea. If, you know, it boils down to you having to the call and to know what God wants you to do and just feel fulfill that calling. If he's calling you to do that, then it's going to work out.
So I'm called to sing with them. I'm feeling called to do a Bible study on the book of Hebrews. Because I love Hebrews, and I just feel like we're going to do a lot of question and answers, and that's really...
I think that'd be great.
Yeah, I think question and answers are going to be big, and then I'm thinking also about making a CD, because there is one gentleman who is nonverbal. He is ready to go home to be with the Lord, but he's with it. He's still there, and if someone goes in and sings with him, he will sing along. And I've seen that over and over again where people, they go nonverbal, but they can actually sing hymns.
Right. It's all there. And they picked up on that. And, you know, I think that's a wonderful thing that you just, you go in and you just have that. We had in the homes in Joliet, I had to develop a little track. Well, I didn't develop it, but I had to pick a track that would apply to every denomination because people would ask us, what denomination are you? And if you weren't a certain one, it kind of, you got a deaf ear. And so one of my tracks, all it says on front is heaven. And so I would approach them, if you give out tracks, this is a good one to have. I would approach them and say, well, it's all about a place we all want to go to.
That's good.
And that would, yeah, that would stop their questions. And everybody was interested then because we all are, you know, are want to go to heaven. So it doesn't matter what religion you are.
Now, I was given a heads up. I think I'm going to have an atheist in the bunch. And that's going to be...
Well, that's okay.
It's going to be a great challenge. I'm so up for this. And it's kind of like, bring it on. I'm thrilled.
I did witness to an atheist. I walked up to this man in his wheelchair and I said, you know, my name is Joyce. I want to give you a tract. It's about a place we all are looking forward to going to. And he said, I'm a God hater. He said, I've done everything wrong. Nobody's ever loved me, and I've never loved anybody. And he said, I've murdered. Well, he'd done it all. And I said, you know, I said, I just came to be your friend. And he went through that again. Nobody ever loved me, and I never loved anyone. And I said, you know, I must have read that book wrong. He said, what book? I said, as a book I was reading, it talks about a man that loves everybody. I said, could I share that with you? And I said, you know what? Can I sit with you? I said, because I would really love to hear your story. And I said, you can share first and then let me share second. It's okay. So he invited me to sit down and he shared his prison story, his murderers, his drugs. He shared it all with me. And when he got done, he listened to the whole plan of salvation.
Oh.
It was amazing. He invited me to come back. And when I went back, because of the HIPAA laws, he had gone someplace else and I don't know where. But he heard the word, Donna, and that's all God expects us to do is to plant the seed.
That's how I'm feeling. Just going in and sharing the love of Jesus and enjoying them. I guess they're a real enjoyable bunch, and they're just hungry for, you know, someone to sing with them. And maybe it's just like that little outside, you know, touch, right? I mean, they kind of see the same old faces each and every day. They don't get out much. We get to run around in our cars and see family when we feel like it, and maybe sometimes when we don't feel like it, but we still see them.
Yeah, right.
But well, them, they really have that limited opportunity.
They really do. Another good thing to do with them when you go in is to get them all started and revved up is to sing the little action songs. We do Lord. We do the wise man built his house upon a rock, or all the little action stuff that gets them. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands is a good one.
Oh, that's cute.
And if you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. That gets them going, and that's what activity directors like for you to do, because it helps with their activities and stuff and gets them motivated too. So that's a really good one to start off with. Get everybody on the same page.
That's a good idea. Get their arms moving, get the blood pumping, and kind of wake everybody up. Now, this is, I guess I'm going in there after they've eaten supper. So they might be a little dozy.
And they may fall asleep, yes. Mm-hmm. We have that too. And their songbooks may fall out of their lap. But you just keep right on singing.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. You're going, and when you start with this one, you'll have another one home that'll want you to come.
Now, you also
you expand.
You give out gifts, and you make these amazing sweatshirts. I know that was one gift. Talk about some of the gifting that you've done.
We started taking gifts at Christmas times when we first started, and we give out. It's the toiletries, the lotions. They all in need of lotion because their skin is so dry. And we have one home this year that wanted nothing more than socks, Kleenex. That was their. I usually call and ask what their needs are, and if they don't really know, I took blankets. We took lap blankets to one home, and you know, this gift giving is amazing. Many times they don't get gifts from anybody. You know, a lot of the people in the homes are put there, but their families don't really come a lot. And so to get a gift with a track inside it, to know that you care about them, is really important. So we do the shampoos, the lotions. The one year I did take Hanes sweatshirts. I cut them down the middle and put a border on them. So we do a lot of sewing. I did like over 200 sweatshirts last year, I guess. But that's a big job. We've done that several times, but that's a big job to do. And body washes, all that kind of things is what they really need. And then we try to throw in something a little personal, a little more personal, so they're getting something, you know, that they feel happy with, an ornament or something like that. But, you know, the thing with our gift giving, I have a friend that I was friends with many years ago when I worked in a bank. I led his dad to the Lord. He lives out in Maine. And every year, every month, I get a check from him for $150 for the nursing home ministry. Mm. And so he, along with several others that give, really keep us going with buying gifts. And so we spent like $2,500 this year on gifts.
Wow.
And
just wow.
It's become, it keeps getting bigger and more people keep giving, and I try to send out a newsletter to keep everybody informed as to what's going on and what we've done and how God is blessing, and that's another encouragement to encourage everybody that, you know, God supplies our needs. He's just always there for us. And so when he tells us to go, we want to be there for those who can't get out, and it's what a blessing it is. It's just to be a servant. Mm-hmm. It's a blessing.
It really is. Now, it's called Sunshine Ministries. Is that correct?
We're Sunshine Ministries, yes.
Mm. How can they find you? Are you on the website? Or are you Facebooking? Or are you just pretty much word of mouth?
Well, we're just pretty much word of mouth. Anybody wants to be on our mailing list, I do. I've never really started a web page. I've thought about it, but I really never have. It's all just one-on-one connections. And I don't know. I think sometimes that's the best way, because you stay in touch with people mm-hmm. personally, you know.
Yeah.
Our former church in the Lockport area allowed us to start a checking account so people could run money through the church as a ministry for the Sunshine Ministry. So we still have that, you know, that available, that people can, if they want to give a gift. Mm-hmm. And we don't ask for gifts. It's just something that God's always supplied. We try to go one-on-one with the gift giving, and I actually try. This year it didn't work. We had so many of them. We took it in and boxed loads of it, and the activity director thought with the flu epidemic going around, it would be better if they passed them out. But we actually try to put all these gifts in little individual bags and present it to them and walk room to room so we have that connection with them and tell them we care.
Yeah.
We love them, but most of all, Jesus loves them.
Amen. What a touch. What a beautiful, beautiful touch. No, I'm standing on shoulders, my friend, as I consider, you know, going into this new adventure. I've just never done anything like it. I've worked with children a lot. Now, here's another idea I've got. I make puppets. I just love making puppets. They're really cute. So I'm thinking about doing a puppet making session with them. They could make puppets for their grandkids or even great-grandkids. And then they would have something to give to family members when the family members come.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
Even doing little puppet shows with them.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Puppets are universal. I've never really met anyone who didn't enjoy a puppet, whatever age.
I know.
So I think they're going to have a lot of fun. And, you know, puppets get away with saying things that we don't. So maybe they'll be able to work out some of their issues with their puppet, you know.
Right. No, I think that's a great idea. And they do love giving to their families because they can't get out. In fact, a lot of times when we give the lap blankets out, they'll say, oh, I'm so glad I got this because I can give a gift to my daughter.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, they didn't need it, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, God's blessed them.
Mm. Any other words of wisdom, my dear? Our time is almost coming to the end.
Well, I tell you, I'll be praying for you. I know God's in it, and I know He's going to lead you every step of the way.
Thank you so much, Joyce. That means so much. Well, thanks again, my dear, and station manager, Joyce Mankey. She's wearing many hats these days, and we are just grateful for you, my friend.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I love talking about the nursing home ministry.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known and see. Soul has all.